Tune in Tuesdays and Thursdays on KMJ's Ag Hour at 5 a.m. for California's weekly commodity and market price updates. You can also visit theagcenter.com for more information and detail on these reports. Thanks.
Hi, Sean Haynes of the Ag Center, giving you a weekly update on commodity prices here in California. Milk prices slid off a little bit, about the 14.89 range for the next 6 months. Still contending with lots of milk volume coming in from herds recovering from bird flu from prior years, as well as the fact that EU herd has really pushed up production, both through numbers and the production per cow. Those two things worldwide are creating kind of an extra glut of cheese, pushed down a price in the EU, which we have to compete against. That's pushed off what we can charge for cheese and butter and get it shipped out of the country. We'll get a little help coming into the school season with cheese coming up here pretty quick, hopefully. But until those one of those two things happen through a reduction of volume or an increase in production or usage, I'm sorry, from the consumer, we're not going to see much help on the milk price side for probably till summertime. And most guys are in the black at that point in time. Forage prices still stand pretty decent, about $260 per ton for delivered for high quality alfalfa, $100 per ton for wheat, hay, big bales, a little bit of damage. Almond hull is about $93 to $98 in the south market per ton, or not north market per ton, $108 to $115 per ton for the south market. Not a lot of talk recently out of the row crops on tomatoes. Still talking in the 105 to 108 range, most people, although with a much greatly reduced acreage. So if you lost your contract this year, sorry, but looks like they're going to be doing that for at least for this year, if not next, if we get a good production year again. Almond prices came off a little bit. December news wasn't bullish, and so you saw on per hours cut down about the 260 range with cows at about 252 to 255. Volume is still moving pretty good. Buyers are still buying fairly regularly and heavily, just not at the higher prices. A lot of people waiting for this next crop size estimate to come out when they kind of figure out where the where they're at after they haul these or shell these nuts. And also we're looking at February bloom and bee time, and so pretty soon here we'll be talking about the next year's crop as well, or 26 crop. I'm gonna see how it's gonna affect the market. Beef prices staying fairly strong at the 540 range. The Overland sell for 4.5 weight steers. Bull calf prices accordingly stayed similar at $1,300 per head for cross calves, $700 per head for Holstein bull calves. A lot of talk right now going on about the beef markets and what's gonna happen. This Make America Ground Beef Again program is still alive from what I hear. I'm getting conflicting people from one side saying it's not alive, never going to happen. Folks on their side saying it's going to. People quoting this quote from the USDA at an NCBA meeting saying it wasn't going to happen. But it's not really the USDA, it's the admin that's going to make the decision. You're coming into a 2026 midterm election year. You're going to have to get ground beef affordable again, where $10 ground beef is not going to be something that they can stand behind. And that beef's going to come from somewhere. It's going to come from outside the U.S. through Argentina and Brazil, and or relaxing the border controls in Mexico, or it's going to come domestically from dairy producers who have excess cattle that are producing excess milk that we can kind of reduce the herd, have good quality ground beef made in the U.S. by U.S. producers from a partner industry, or we can bring it in from outside the United States and people can make a decision what they want. Sitting back and hoping that something's going to happen isn't going to help either dairy industry or help the beef industry offset the fact that bringing in outside beef from outside the U.S. is going to let them get a leg hold here as far as imports go. And I'd rather have it be U.S. beef from someplace than non-USB from someplace else. So people have to make a decision there. But mark your calendars. The beef thing's going to become an issue. It's going to get hit from one side or the other. We just have to decide where it's going to get hit from. Thanks.
Don't miss the 2026 Pistachio Industry Annual Conference presented by American Pistachio Growers, February 16th to 18th in Indian Wells, California. Register at AmericanPistachioGrowers.org today. Industry Annual Conference presented by American Pistachio Growers, February 16th to 18th in Indian Wells, California. Register at AmericanPistachioGrowers.org today.